Hello.
Hello, good evening. Nice to meet you. My name is Patrick from Opinion Research, and today we're conducting a survey in order to help us better understand what is most important to people across a variety of topics. Your participation is voluntary. I will appreciate your participation if you have time available. Would you like to participate?
You said it's monetary. How much is this monetary participation worth?
No, your participation is voluntary.
Voluntary. I thought you said monetary.
No, voluntary, sir. Yes. In case that you have time available, I will appreciate it.
How long is it going to take?
Being honest with you, it takes around 5 to 10 minutes.
Well, I just want you to be honest. What is it about?
It's about these coming elections and other topics, too.
I'll give 5 minutes.
All right. Thank you so much for your time. So the first question will be, when thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Somewhat satisfied.
Somewhat satisfied.
Right.
All right. Thank you. When thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you? Using a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that it's not an important issue to you, and 10 means that it's very important to you. The first one is healthcare.
Very important. It's from 10.
10. Okay. Thank you. Voting rights?
10. Very important.
10. Thank you. Climate change.
Very important.
All right. Crime and violence.
Very important. 10.
Thank you. Student loan debt.
I'll give it about 8.
8. Thank you. Criminal justice reform.
Say that again.
Yes, the next one is criminal justice reform.
Justice, okay.
Yes.
No, I'll give it a 5. I don't even. Criminals are going to be criminals.
All right, thank you. Next one.
Okay, you just can't inform some people. You know, they're just bad seeds. Can't do nothing about it. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. The next one is reproductive freedom.
Very important.
Okay. 10 or how much, excuse me?
10.
10, thank you. K-12 education.
I don't know what that is.
Okay. If you are not familiar with that, we can put a 5, or would you prefer to put a 0?
I don't know what it is. I don't know how to read.
I understand. Okay, so
you say K through 12
yes.
Education?
That's
okay,
correct.
Okay, I got you. Okay. 10.
10. Okay, thank you. Inflation and the cost of living.
10.
10, thank you. Democracy.
10.
Okay, thank you. And immigration?
10.
All right. Racism and discrimination?
Oh, I'm black, so I gotta say 10.
All right, thank you. Jobs and wage?
I'm retired, so I guess it's a moot point for me, so I'll say 8.
8. All right. Thank you. And the last one, abortion rights.
10.
10. All right. Thank you so much. So right now we are completing 19% of the survey. Would you like to continue?
19%?
Yes, 19%.
I thought you said this is going to take 5 to 10 minutes.
Yeah, that is the maximum time, because the next questions are just of selection, right? So if you would like to continue, we can proceed.
Okay, let me go one more time.
Okay. So the next one, the next question says, as you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know that is a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10?
10.
Okay. Extremely likely. Okay. And what is your race, excuse me?
What is my race?
Yes, your race, white, black, black, African-American,
black.
Asian.
Black.
Okay. Thank you so much. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else, excuse me?
Male.
Thank you. And what is the year of your birth, excuse me?
1954.
Okay. Thank you so much. All right. So now, what is the highest level of school you have completed, or the highest degree you have received, excuse me?
High school.
High school. Thank you. Okay, so no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make a change.
Well, you know, I'm going to go 10.
10. Okay. Thank you.
Because
and
if I don't
much
vote,
vote,
if I don't
okay.
vote, I ain't got no right to complain.
I understand. Okay. Thank you so much for the information. And how much power do you feel that the black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate it the amount of power you feel that the black community has on a scale from 0 to 10. Where a 0 means the black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the black community has a lot of power to make change.
I gotta go with 8.
8. All right. Thank you so much. Okay, now, please rate your feelings toward some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10. The same, right? Where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 5 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. If you have
okay.
no opinion or have never heard about that person or organization, please inform me. Okay, the first one says, Tim Walz, do you know him?
Isn't he running for vice president?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, I get it.
Okay. 10, right? The next one, Raphael Warnock.
0.
0, right? Brian Kemp.
I'll give him a 5.
5. Okay, next one, Andre Dickens.
I don't know him, so I'll give him a 5.
All right, thank you. J.D. Vance.
I'm not sure. I think I know who he is. So I'm going to give him a 5.
All right. Thank you. Brad Raffensperger. Sorry for my pronunciation. Brad Raffensperger.
I don't know. I've never heard of him, so I'll give him a 5.
5. Okay. Thank you. And John Ossoff, the last one.
Say it again.
John Ossoff.
I don't know, 5.
5. All right, thank you. We are a 43% complete of the survey. So if you give me a couple of minutes, we're going to complete it. I know that it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for who would you vote?
Kamala Harris.
All right. Thank you. And the same, I know that it's a long way off, but if the November...
let me say something. November ain't no long way off.
Excuse me?
That's not a long way off. You keep saying it's a long way off. A long way off would be like a year, two, 3 years. You know?
Yeah, that's correct.
Really I think it's in November, right?
Yes, that's correct.
The end of August, September, October. It's almost 90 days. That's not a long way off.
Yeah, that's correct.
It's not
just
a long
way
off.
That is, I understand. Just is the way that the question is formulated. Yeah. So, but yeah, is this coming elections? Okay, don't worry about it.
Yeah,
that's so,
not a long way off.
Okay, so
long
for
this
for these coming elections, where if the coming elections were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative? The Democrat candidate or the Republican candidate?
Democrat.
Democrat. Okay, thank you. And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president? Or were you not able to vote the last elections?
I voted for president we got now.
Okay. Joe Biden, right? Okay.
Joe Biden, yeah.
So, thank you. Thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, it stayed the same, better, or much better? Excuse me?
I'd say better.
Okay. Better. Some people say that no matter who people vote for, it won't make a difference to what happens. Others say that who people vote for can make a big difference to what happens. In your mind, does voting make no difference, a small difference, a moderate difference, or a big difference?
Big difference.
Big difference. Thank you. Okay, so below is a list of people and events that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in this country, from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that person or event certainly prevents progress. A 5 means that you are not sure, and 0 means that you believe that that person or event certainly did not prevent progress. So the first one says, your local mayor.
Shit. 5.
5. Okay. COVID-19 recovery.
Hey.
Okay, thank you. Vice President Harris?
10.
Thank you. Democrats in the Georgia General Assembly?
10.
All right. Black voters?
10.
And the last one, Democrats in the U.S. Congress?
10.
All right, thank you. Okay, we are 78% complete of the survey. So the last step is this one. Below is a list of some policies, developments, and statements that have an impact on many Black people lives, right? After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each of one will motivate you or people in your network to vote, from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it will strongly motivate you.
Okay, I got it.
Okay. Okay. So the first one is black voters should recognize the progress that has been made toward collective black power. While there is still much work to be done, patience with each other is essential as we continue the path to future progress. Then, thank you. Next one, because we vote in March, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau took a significant step to protect consumers by reducing credit card late fees from $32 to $8. This change is expected.
Okay. Five.
Thank you. Next one. Because we demand funds for HBCUS, the American Rescue Plan invests over $2.7 billion in historically black college and universities, the largest ever. Over $260 million went to 8 Georgia schools, with half required for direct students, financial relief, sought grants, debt discharge, and other aid.
Ten.
Thank you. Okay, next one. Because we protest together, this administration has banned knock warrants and choke holds and mandated body cameras for all officers. When the state prosecutors fail, federal hate crimes laws were used to convict the murders of Ahmaud Arbery and Breonna Taylor. Thank you. And the last one, because we vote, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau announced a major initiative to remove medical debt from credit reports for over 15 million Americans. This policy change is projected to boost credit score by an average of 20 points, providing significant financial relief and improving access to credit for millions of individuals.
Yeah. I go five.
Five. Okay. Thank you.
All right, look, listen. Hold the phone for 1 minute, please. 1 minute.
Sure, no problem.
Okay, I'm back.
Okay, thank you so much for your patience. Yes, I'm here. Thank you so much for your patience. Let me inform you that we are 79% complete. And thank you for your response so far. I'm going to ask you some of the questions again. Sometimes people change their minds, and that's perfectly okay. Please answer based on how you feel right now.
Okay.
No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make a change on issues. From 0 to 10, how much?
10.
Okay, thank you so much. And just a moment. As you may know, there will be an election for president. U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, as you said, right? We are 2 months of separation, but that is how it appears here. And sometimes some things come up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 elections from a scale from 0 to 10, excuse me?
10.
Okay, thank you. Thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
Better.
Okay, thank you. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered, excuse me?
I'm ready to vote. I'm a registered voter.
Okay. Do you consider yourself a heterosexual or a straight, a lesbian, gay, bisexual, or something else?
Did you ask me these questions already?
Yes, I understand. Just because are the last questions, the system is confirmed some questions that I asked you at the beginning.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. Thank you so much for your response. You said heterosexual, right?
Yes, heterosexual.
Thank you so much. Are you married or married, living with a partner, single, separate? Single, okay.
Single.
Okay. Are you parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
No.
Okay, thank you. And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
No, okay. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Democrat.
All right, thank you so much. Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Okay, thank you. And how would you describe your employment status? Full-time,
retired.
Part-time, retired. Okay, thank you so much. Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
Under 20,000.
Under 20,000. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, so this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I really appreciate all your answers. Have a nice rest of the day, and nice to meet you. Bye-bye.
Nice meeting you, too. Bye-bye.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.